I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us now here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, the man that will call that game for the Iowa Hawkeyes Football Network and also call some basketball tonight for the Hawkeyes, Gary Dolphin, joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show. Gary, appreciate the time on such a busy weekend for you.
Oh, you bet, guy. Guys, glad to be on with you. Thanks.
Gary, it's going to be a good atmosphere, you would imagine, November football down in Madison. You know what that's all about here in the Big Ten once it comes to November. What's this Hawkeye team that's going to come into Camp Randall all about this year?
I know I've said this before on your show, but it's very similar to what we see in the Badgers. Now, Iowa doesn't have Jonathan Taylor as much as they'd like to, but they do have a solid quarterback in Nate Stanley, but really it's two great defenses. One's number one in the country, one's number three in the country in total defense. They're very stingy against the run. Iowa has not given up a run of 20-plus yards all season long, so I find that's the first stat that jumped off the page at me in prepping this week, because Jonathan Taylor averages about that a carry. So that's where, to me, it starts with the Iowa run defense. Iowa's typical Iowa. They play that base 4-3. They don't take a lot of chances. They're all about physicality and playing you straight up. And, you know, with an occasional red dog. But, you know, I see this as can Nate Stanley solve Wisconsin's defense enough? And can the Hawkeyes at least slow down Jonathan Taylor? And not many have all year. So it really gets down to the defenses, who can make more plays at the defensive end of the field. Way I look at it, guys. And this series, if you look at it, the Badgers have won, what, three in a row and six of seven. But other than one game in the last 6 or 7 years, it's always come down to that fourth quarter, one drive, one turnover, one big play. Typically makes the difference in the end. It happened last year in Iowa City, and the Hawks are trying to prevent that this year.
You know, I think I'm going to date myself, Gary. I'm going to go back to the 80s, and you're right about Iowa. They've always have had great defenses, and I think that's what they built upon. I mean, I can remember when they had Larry Station, I believe Andre Tippett, and both of those guys were just absolutely incredible. So I think Swoops was a defensive back at that particular time.
Yeah, and that's kind of Mark Bortz wasn't bad either.
right. And so, I mean, they've been loaded, right, with a lot of defense, and that was under Hayden Fry. But I think if you look at Kirk Ferentz, the apple don't fall too far from the tree. And I think they have relied on that, you know, I think forever in Iowa to play and pride themselves into good defense.
Yeah, that's a great point, Gary. And I think it's interesting you bring up Hayden Fry, how his coaching tree has nourished both these programs, Kirk Ferentz, Barry Alvarez, Bielema after him. There's a lot of former Iowa assistants, not only across the landscape of college football, Dan McCarney, but particularly where these two have been joined at the hip. And I think that's why they play such similar football historically. They play to run the football. Both head coaches, Paul and Kirk, realize that if you live in the upper Midwest and November gets here and those winds start to howl and that ground is as hard as the concrete highway out in front of your house, you better be able to run the football and control clock. And when you look at both these offenses, they are time of possession offenses, and don't think both defenses don't know about that. So I really think managing third down, getting three and outs is so critical to who wins this game tomorrow.
I think it's going to come down to the quarterback. Because I think both defenses are so good that one of these quarterbacks is going to have to make a play. They're going to have to make a throw or two to try to, because I think they're going to load the box. You're going to have man outside. I think you're going to get some single up coverage that Stanley or Cohn are going to have to make some plays in order to get a win.
And I think, you know, frankly, Iowa would like that because, you know, Jonathan Taylor can break it at any moment. But Iowa's run defense has been so spectacular.
Absolutely.
All season long.
Absolutely.
And, well, you're right. And it's not anything we haven't seen where both defenses load the box. Maybe Wisconsin a little bit more than Iowa because they play a multitude of defenses. Iowa's going to show you that 4-3. They might give you that 4-2-5 look. And if that's the case, then I like the Hawkeyes' chances, guys, because they are really salty in the secondary, and they're healthy. They were missing a couple starters, Hankins at one cornerback. They were missing a safety or two early in the year, but they're pretty much 100% solid healthy now, and that should make a difference not only tomorrow, but going forward. But I don't, Norm Parker, the great old D coordinator for many years at Iowa, he coached Bob Sanders, he coached so many great players, Chad Greenway. He told me one time, if you got a really good defense and a really good quarterback, you got a chance to win championships. You know, I don't know how good Nate Stanley is, but he's number two all the time behind only Chuck Long for career touchdown throws at Iowa. And he's going to be top five in passing yardage before he leaves Iowa City. So the Wisconsin native, without question, has to make plays tomorrow.
Gary Dolphin, Iowa play-by-play man, joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show for just a couple of minutes, previewing Hawkeyes and Badgers tomorrow, 3 o'clock kick on Fox at Camp Randall. Gary, I want to keep it right there with Nate Stanley, the senior quarterback from the state of Wisconsin. When they've asked him to air it out more than, 30, 35 times, he's struggled, and outside of the turnovers, had a decent day at Michigan in those two losses against Penn State and Michigan. Just one-score games with this Hawkeye team. Is there a feeling that if it gets into the fourth quarter that Nate Stanley's the right guy to be able to make the final play against the Badgers this weekend?
Yeah, I think he's the right guy, Bill, early in the game, too. I mean, the Iowa run game, I mean, there's no Sean Green or Akram Wadley back there, at least not yet. This kid, Tyler Goodson, is a pure freshman, and he's embraced the moment. He's from Alabama. He's a solid kid, tough kid, but he's not seasoned yet for what he's going to see tomorrow. So I'm not sure how often they want to give him the ball versus Makai Sargent, the JC transfer, who's been really good and is their best pass-catching back. So I agree. I think it comes down to Nate making a play, whether it's at the beginning of the game or the end of the game. And I like his chances because this is, ironically, both teams are deep at wide receiver and maybe as good at wide receiver as we've seen in some time. I can't speak to Wisconsin year over year, but I can tell you with Iowa, now even though they're missing their best big target threat in Brandon Smith, who's out with a knee injury, they've really found two or three receivers they can depend on, most notably Amir Smith-Marset. And this kid who made a couple big plays at Northwestern, Tyrone Tracy out of Indianapolis, he's a redshirt freshman. He's solid, too. And they've had a couple tight ends now that have emerged, or at least starting to emerge, given the fact that T.J. Hockenson and Noah Fant left a year early. Man, I'd love to have those two guys on the line of scrimmage tomorrow.
You know, Gary, let me ask you this, because these two programs kind of mirror one another. Just this week, there's been a little bubbling up with Paul Chryst, a lot of people getting, maybe just probably a minority of people, they're thinking that maybe Paul should move on. Like maybe the Wisconsin program should be in the college football playoffs, but then they lose that big game to Illinois, they come back, they lose against Ohio State. Now there seems to be a little letdown in Badger country. Do you guys go through that at all with Kirk Ferentz and the expectations of the program and what your program is all about, and that your fan base would love to be in the college football playoffs?
Yeah, Gary, I think every team, every program that hits a real solid streak like Wisconsin has had, like Iowa has enjoyed in the past. I remember 2015, the undefeated year, where it came down to that last drive by Michigan State at Lucas Oil Field, and it cost the Hawks a playoff spot. They were, I think, fifth at that point and lost the game with 15 seconds to go, the Big Ten championship game. And there were some hooting and hollering about, conservative Kirk. And I think as much money as these coaches make today, they're fair game for the fans. And to me, I look at consistency. I look at solid play. Do they win almost every year? I think it's so difficult to get into that Final Four. That's why there's so much harping about expanding the playoffs. Mm-hmm. All I know is Iowa's had two coaches in the last 40 years, Hayden Fry and Kirk Ferentz. And although Iowa fans have complained, the longer you stay, the more they dislike what you're doing. It's hard to – I look at the whole body of work, and I don't know how you can argue with anything that Paul Chryst and Kirk Ferentz have done. Sometimes our expectations are out of bounds. Let me just leave it at that.
Gary, it's one of my favorite games and one of my favorite rivalry trophies in all of college football. Who's bringing home the Heartland Trophy this weekend? Is a tough game, but a 9-point favorite are the Wisconsin Badgers against your Hawkeyes.
Well, I'm a little bit surprised at that point spread. I think
it's big.
Frankly, you know, the home field advantage. Okay, give me 3.5 there, but I'm guessing because of a guy named Jonathan Taylor, who's as good as it gets, they're probably figuring he's going to punch a hole in that vaunted Iowa defense. And I'll tell you what, if he does, then the Badgers deserve to win.
Gary, appreciate it, man. Have a great call tonight. Have a great call tomorrow in Madison. Looking forward to it. Like we said, look forward to this matchup all year long. And we'll talk before the Badgers and Hawkeyes take on each other on the hardwood, all right?
I look forward to it, Bill. Gary, good to be on with you. Tell Leroy hi. See you guys.
All right, thanks,
we'll
Gary.
Do, Gary. Thank you, man. That's Gary Dolphin, Iowa play-by-play man for the Hawkeyes. He'll be doing a basketball game tonight, then a football game tomorrow. That is a doubleheader that is always fun. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.